This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The loop back. When we look back into 2023, much of what we find ourselves discussing this year is the same stuff. And it's not just from 2023. We're still discussing COVID. We're still discussing climate farce. We're still discussing all things that date back 5-10 years are still being discussed. The border is an issue being discussed. Crime in America still being discussed. It's a cycle. And I tell you this all the time because you're here for a reason. I don't know. And I don't know how big the audience is. I don't know how big it's going to grow. I don't know. And the reason is it's not fair. It's not being presented fairly. If they let my voice get out there, I think it would be millions. But whatever it is, it is what it is. I'm really not going to focus on that. But here's what I'll tell you. Every time that we get together, I can guarantee you this. I'm not going to give you very much in the way of new topics. I'm going to talk about education or the lack thereof. I'm going to talk about the left using something against you, whether it's your sexuality, whether it's your gender, whether it's your political ideology, something. They're going to use it against you. It could be your ethnicity. And it doesn't matter what it is. You want to play a thought, have a little thought exercise, play a little game? Okay. We're going to play the ethnicity game. And I'm going to say a word, and I want you to think like a leftist. Latino. Now, if you think like a leftist, you're probably thinking border, immigration, something like that. Right? If I say black, you think, oh, victim, police brutality. If I say woman, you think, oh, misogyny. You think, not getting what they need, not getting a fair shake in America, whatever. It's whatever you pick, I guarantee you, I throw the topic, you'll go, Me Too movement for women, this, that, and the other, Harvey Weinstein. And here's what's funny. Every time you pick it, when you come up with your solution or whatever your thought is for that, you know, for that little exercise, ask yourself, who's the problem with it? In other words, when we think of blacks and I think of police brutality, I don't think, boy, conservatives are the ones that would bring that up. I think, nope, that's a leftist issue. See, when I think of blacks, I think of opportunity. If you say to me blacks in America, I'm not lying. I mean, people out there go, come on, Kevin, seriously, you would think slavery, reparations, emancipation, whatever. No, I think opportunity. What an opportunity you have as a black person in America to not complain, to just go out, find the thing that you love and go do it. What better place could you do that? It's funny. I was watching something. I don't know what it was, but I was looking at it. I was thinking it was Dubai. They showed Dubai. I've never been, but it's gorgeous. It's stunning. And I think of the opulence, the wealth that's that in that place. And I tell you, the first thing that happens to me is I go, I wouldn't want to live there. Number one, I don't want to live where one guy has the power of life, death, incarceration, freedom, taking away my freedom. One person, that sultan, that group of emirates, they run it. And I'm telling you, you bounce into any one of them and make them mad, and your life as you know it is over. I don't want to live that way. Even though, I'll be honest with you, I feel like we're starting to live that way here. Can you imagine crossing Adam Schiff? Crossing Schumer? Hillary Clinton? It's life and death. But anyway, back to that. What the people that live in that place are so pretentious. It's all about the money, the glitz, the glamour. There's no real raw reality there. It's everybody putting on a mask. That mask is so far away from who they really are. I mean, in terms of their core. And here's what's most interesting. Let them lose their money and they lose their identity. They lose who they are. They lose their minds. That's how it works. Would you want to live under that? What I like about America is we can choose. You could live that way. You could be the Beverly Hills type, the Hollywood, you know, style or whatever. But you could also decide, you know what, I like my regular life with my blue-collar guys going to the pub that's my neighborhood pub, blah, 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 the way they do in Boston and New York and Chicago and places like that. I've sat in there with friends. And it's like an extension of family. And when you get invited in, you feel that way. You feel like you're a part of something. That's the part of America that no matter how, I don't care how many beautiful buildings they build in Dubai, how many exclusive golf, you know, clubs or whatever, doesn't matter. You're never going to feel that thing you feel here. Not there. It's beautiful. It's like, you know, a Victoria's Secret model. They can be beautiful to look at, but difficult to maintain. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Anyway, looking back, as I said, all this stuff is recycled. It's the same stuff. And I'm telling you, I want to set you straight for this year, next year, going forward. Everything that we talk about is going to be the relevance of what's happening today applied to concepts and principles that we've talked about for decades. In my case, for 15 years, I've been doing this show. Stories that date back years. And all we're learning now are details. Think about Watergate. You learn more details. Somebody, we uncovered this. They opened up the files on this or that. I'm going to be honest with you. There are days I get up, I go, this is rinse and repeat. But it's rinse and repeat for one reason. We don't get resolution. And when we do, it's not to our liking. I'll give you an example. Hillary Clinton started the lie of Russian collusion. We know this for a fact. After all the investigations, everything pointed back to that crooked Hillary Clinton. You know what happened? She had to pay $8,000. The DNC paid $120,000. Cost us $40 million. Did it resolve anything? No. Did anybody go to jail, go to prison over it? They had all kinds of companies. I don't remember the names of the various companies, but all these people complicit in this lie, including our own representatives like the Adam Schiffs and the Jerry Nadlers and those types who claimed they had information. All lies. And what was the consequence? Nothing. So we're still going to talk about it. And my goal is to talk about it until we get resolution, because resolution is what we see.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There is a huge fallacy among the left that they want people to be judged by the content of their character. That is just a blatant, flat-out lie. They want to own Dr. Martin or Reverend Martin Luther King. They want to own his words and his, you know, his being, his presence. But they follow none of the tenets of Dr. Martin Luther, or Reverend Martin Luther King. I don't like calling him doctor because I want to reference his religion more than his, you know, some academic title. He was bigger than a doctor. He's Reverend King. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255, breaking down some issues around race for you in order to make you be a better human being. And let me tell you, leftists want you to believe that and it's funny, they started this thing called the colorblind society. And then they went away from it. They don't want it to be colorblind. Now they want you to be completely color conscious. And you go, why? Now, I will argue that you can't be colorblind. Unless you're colorblind, you can't be colorblind. And even if you're colorblind, I'm talking about medically, even if you are colorblind, you see color. You just see it different than somebody else. I know the difference between black and gray. So, you know, you're not, we don't live in a colorblind society any more than I can't tell you the size of your feet. He's got little feet and he's got big feet. Look at the size of that guy's head or his hands. Look at how tall that guy is. It would be like saying, we live in a non-height conscious society where nobody looks at height and knows the difference between a midget and a 7-foot giant. I mean, come on. Of course you notice color. You're supposed to. It doesn't matter. I know it's color. I'll put it to you this way. I have an affinity for, you know, like a little bit of melanin in the skin. In other words, if you're a pasty white girl, I don't have an interest. And it's not, I'm not being offensive. It's just, you know, there are guys that will say, I don't like redheads. I don't like girls who can't tan because you like that bronzy color. And who knows? I know where mine comes from. Mine comes from watching Rachel McLeish, the first female bodybuilder who was more like a fitness model, run on the beach when I lived in Harlingen, Texas. And I saw that woman and I was like, whoa, what is that? You know, you fixate on things from a very young age. I didn't see a bunch of redhead, you know, pasty white girls until I got to college and it wasn't attractive. So that's what, you know, gives you sort of your bias, if you will. But it is, so of course I notice color, and as much as I notice, here's what I've said many times, a few times in life. That is a beautiful redheaded woman, because normally I don't see them that way. But I'm like, that's a beautiful redheaded woman right there. You know, or I remember I saw this first really dark-skinned African woman, because I'm not, again, very, very dark-skinned. I can't see the features. And I saw a lady, she was a sister of a friend of mine, and I had never met her, but I'd heard her talk about her sister. And I was like, man, that is the prettiest, that she was charcoal dark. But I was like, that is a beautiful, you know, black, I'm talking about coal black woman. And I'd been biased on that because my grandmother, God bless her, she would always say, because one of her sons was really dark, my Uncle Robert, she would say, Robert got to marry a white woman because his kids will have bad hair and they'll be darker than the midnight. You know, she did not want cold, dark, black kids. And that was her prejudice. But she didn't hate, you know, dark, dark-skinned people. She just didn't want them in the family. I'm telling on my grandmother. She's up there pointing to me, going, boy, but it's true, and she knows it's true. But, you know, those are biases. Anyway, we could talk about race forever. I love it. I want to play this clip because we're going to run out of time. This is the Google DEI leader, and she's upset that people are talking about being colorblind and not seeing people, you know, and not seeing color. And as I said before, it's silly to say you can't see color because you can, but she's upset because she sees the long-term ramifications. She would be out of a job if you continue doing this.
In the year 2023, it also amazes me how many people are like, well, I don't see color, or it would be so much better if we just didn't worry about someone's skin tone. You as an individual are contributing to the problem, because our broader society sees color, and it's not just physically seeing a color. There is so much more to it than just that. And if you don't understand that, you are again part of the problem. And it's just to keep telling people that over and over is so frustrating. And I was just on TikTok, and there's a trend where parents are teaching their kids not to see color, quote unquote. And I'm like, okay, so the next round of people that are going to be joining our workforce, this next generation, are going to be dealing with the same issues that we're dealing with now. Because to say you don't see color, you don't see me. You don't care to acknowledge the struggles that people like me face. And we're not looking for problems. We're not. You know, like.
Wow, she said so much in there that is so telling. I don't know if I'm not trying to say my audience is ignorant on this, but this is a subject I know a lot about. I am a PhD times 10 in this subject. And she says, There are people that say we would be a better society if we didn't worry about skin tone. But she says broader society sees that color, but they see more of it. It's not just about color. That's where she says something that is profound. It's profound. You know what she's telling you? Broader society sees the implications of what being black means. For example, George Floyd. George Floyd was a thug. But see, if you see his color, you can't, you have to ignore. Now you got to ignore. George Floyd, he's not a thug. He was a brother just trying to make a living out there. You can't ignore that. How dare you not want to see color? And you only want to see that he's a thug who was trying to pass counterfeit bills. How dare you, white feet people? Haven't you learned that there are extenuating circumstances? Look at Lloyd Austin going AWOL. Lloyd Austin goes AWOL for 4 days. Let me tell you, a white dude, he would have been stripped of his rank immediately. Ain't nothing gonna happen to Lloyd Austin. Nothing significant. Wait till you. I mean, it'll be. Don't anybody talk about it. She doesn't want you to know about the crimes that get committed by black folks. And because, see, if you start looking at it from a color, if you look at this crime statistics from a color, then you're liable to make some conclusions that are not conducive to what she wants to do. See, she wants diversity, equity, and inclusion, and she does not want you to not understand the special circumstances that you have to use when you're evaluating employees, like showing up to work on time and being cordial. And being good at their jobs, not expecting raises just because they're on affirmative action and stuff like that. This is a subject, I'm telling you, we're going to get into this in a big way at some point. I don't know when, but because I love this topic. That woman and other leftists like her will never let you forget about color and gender and sexuality and things like that. That is how they define the good from the bad.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Xtendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. One U.S. lawmaker is taking action and hopes others in Congress will agree on a call for the U.S. State Department to look into whether Israel's attacks in Gaza violate the law.
It says that if American military assistance is given to any country, it has got to be used consistent with international human rights standards and American law.
Senator Bernie Sanders announced on CNN State of the Union Sunday his intention to seek a resolution in Congress. It's been 100 days since the war began in Gaza. The percentage of Americans who smoke has continually declined since the release of a landmark report on health and smoking from the U.S. Surgeon General back in 1964. The rate of smoking among U.S. adults dropped from around 42% in 1965 to an all-time low of 11.5% in 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The left doesn't want this to get out, but they are concerned about Republican domination. Domination. And if you use your brain, you understand why. There's really only one way for things to go. Republican domination. Here's what they write. This is in the Daily Caller. So I want to make sure you know this isn't coming out of CNN or something. But the Daily Caller recognizes what is the likely thing to happen in 2024 if we just do what comes natural. Go vote. The reason why you want to go vote, you're sick of Joe Biden. You're sick of what you've watched the left do. Kevin Jackson, by the way, is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, before I get started, you guys know many of you are my friends. We talk routinely afterwards, and one of my buddies called me on the Transact card, sent him the information, he's getting signed up, and then he said to me, Kevin, can I do it as a business? And I was like, yeah, it's an amazing business. I suggest you do it. And he's doing it. So, Bill, welcome to the team. And I love that because, you know, it's like I tell everybody, tell it, don't sell it. I'm doing it. I'm not telling you something I'm not willing to do. And most of the time it works out because I've tested it. Whatever I'm telling you, I've tested. And if I don't like something, for example, we had our merch store. I didn't like it. So we redesigned merch. And now we've got really good merch and people are responding to it. We're finally starting to move some merch. Are we doing good on my Warriors, my 500 Warriors? Not as good as I'd like, but you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. It's all God's plan. I got the Warriors I need right now. One of my big Warriors is Ann, who I will tell you, when we... You got to love people that you meet in this business. You want to talk about restore my faith in humanity? Every time I talk to one of the people that listens to this program, Bill says to me, Kevin, I love your show. You say what I think, you know, what I'm thinking, and you deliver it in a way that maybe that I'm not thinking about. Ann says the same thing. Then we find out we both love piano. I'm probably going to get together at some point, and all of the people who have signed up to be part of Backstage Club or one of my 500 Warriors, we're probably going to plan a trip together, especially if you've got the Transact card, because we can get the chip cheap. I'll spit it out. Shut up. With some of my friends that are doing it, that have already been using the card, they got about a $1,500 trip for $450. I don't know what these rooms are on this cruise, but they say the cruise is phenomenal. They don't have to pay port fees and all that. Kevin, can you go? I can't go this time around. But they said they use their Z-Bucks to get a discount on the cruise. Call me excited about it. So go check it out. If you're interested in more than just getting the card and getting your rebate on everything, saving, you know, 20, 50, 70 bucks a month in rebates that you wouldn't get otherwise, contact us. We'll tell you how to do it. We're very engaged with the people that are that want to be engaged with us. And I'm going to be hitting some of you up personally, telling you, hey, I know you haven't contacted me directly, but here's something to look at. Maybe you've been busy. Maybe you're on vacation. I don't know, but I'm going to hit you up. Anyway, let me get back to this. Republicans, they write, appear to be in a strong position to take back control of the Senate 2024, but they only need to flip two seats, with numerous vulnerable Democrats set to appear on the bailout, on the ballot rather, on the ballot amid a contentious presidential election. Let me tell you why they're scared. They only got to flip the two Senate seats. They probably will. They'll flip more than that, but they're going to flip a lot of House seats too. Why? Because people are sick of leftism. They're tired of watching this stuff get unpunished. Look, conservatives, pay attention. You are in the best position you've been in your political life. I know it doesn't seem like it because everybody wants to, woe is me. They hate Donald Trump. Don't believe the lies. Don't believe the hype. Nikki Haley's gaining on Donald Trump. Let me tell you something. Nikki Haley, I heard her say the other day that while Trump can beat Biden, I can beat him by more. Do you believe that? Okay, that was what they told John McCain. Look, we don't like anybody else, but if you get in, we'll like you, John McCain. I will tell you, I'm going to tell you this, as God is my witness, I won't vote for Nikki Haley. I know many people who won't. I know there are people out there, I don't believe them when they say they won't vote for Donald Trump. I bet they exist. I have to believe it, because I won't vote for Nikki Haley. I'll sit it out. It'll be the first election I've ever sat out, but I won't vote for her. West Virginia provides Senate Republicans with their best chance as Democrat Senator Manchin decided not to seek re-election. And Trump won that state by 40 points in 2020. Other pickup opportunities are in Montana and Ohio, as well as presidential battlegrounds like Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nevada. We got a lot of places where we can flip the seats. And all we got to do is not let them cheat. That's it. If they run anywhere close to a fair election, if they only get their 10 to 20% of cheating that they normally do, they can't beat us in any election anywhere. Anywhere. And I'm going to tell you, I believe this, man. I don't know why. I don't know why. God hasn't told me this. But I do believe it. I believe that this is one of these rare moments in political history where we can win the House, the Senate, and the presidency. I think people are that fed up. I know the brothers that I talk to, and I haven't talked to many. I don't want to make it sound like it's some mass exodus of, you know, black people coming to Trump. I think there are, but I've talked to enough to get enough of a feeling to say, you know what? I think this is the way it's going to go. I remember in 2016, I told this story before. I was in Cleveland, Ohio for the Republican convention where they hated that Donald Trump was going to win it. I was in a room full of hatred. Fox types, Bill Kristol, those guys, George Will, that type, they hated it. Krautheimer was one too. I didn't know that. Krautheimer hated Trump. Anyway, I was at that event. So I'm going around, you know, picking restaurants to eat at. I was there for 3 or 4 days, stayed with my folks, Mary and Frank, my play parents, my white parents. And I was going around Cleveland talking to people. Black folks at restaurants in and around the convention, and they were like, man, Ken, I ain't feeling Hillary. A lot of people were saying that. And the more I talked, I mean, I was with Uber drivers, I was with restaurants, I was talking to servers, I was talking to anybody. I was just striking up a conversation. And these black folks were like, man, I just don't feel it. Not feeling Hillary. And I went, whoa, something's up here. Anyway, they go on, they say, first, I do think we shouldn't underestimate the power of the incumbency. Senate incumbents are doing quite well these days, and the best targets, even in red states, won't be pushovers. They will have unlimited money. Scott Jennings, who was a GOP strategist and veteran of numerous campaigns, said. That having been said, I think West Virginia is obviously gone for the Democrats, meaning at worst, the Senate is 50-50. That puts pressure on Dems to hold Ohio, Montana, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Nevada, plus the vice presidency. That's a great opening hand for the GOP in this cycle. Let me tell you, I will say it again. The House is not in trouble. We can win the House overwhelmingly. They stopped the red wave with a cheat. But you know what they're going to have trouble doing? Now that it's back to a presidential election, and their guy is going to be on the hot seat front and center, who are they going to shoehorn into this office when Biden's gone? How's that going to affect down ticket? That's what these people are concerned about. And they better be. They better be like a butterball turkey. They better be. The National Republican Senate Committee, the Senate's GOP campaign arm, has been largely focused on the races in West Virginia, Montana. By the way, Montana, come on, y'all. Montana, you're rustic. You're a cowboy state. How could you have any Democrat anywhere in sight? In Ohio, which Jim Jordan should be exercising a lot of authority over. Jim Jordan in Ohio. Additionally, the group is targeting the swing states that Biden won by less than 3 points. Biden didn't win anything by less than 3 points. He lost Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Nevada. So the only one running in Arizona is Kyrsten Sinema. She's an independent. And that one's going to be a tight, because it's three-way races split relatively equally among the parties. And in fact, independents outnumber Republicans in Arizona. I don't know about the other states, but here's what I do know. They're talking about this because it's legit. We don't have to flip that many seats to get the Senate. Let's go do our job. I don't know where you live, but if you live anywhere within the sound of my voice, get out there and get active. I gave you the states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Nevada, possibly Ohio. Let's go get us a win. And look, everywhere we go, we have to look at it. You need to be looking at the judges and the decisions they've made. You need to be looking at every single leftist in the food chain. Don't let any of them eat. That's the good news. We might get the Senate back. I think we will.
Radio show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I got a stock tip for you for 2024. Invest in crow, because Democrats are going to be serving themselves lots of it. Almost all the former conspiracy theories, the things that they accused us of, oh, look at it with their conspiracies, proved to be true, and now people in the party of lynching of Negroes got to pay the price, baby. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. And I do recommend, look, pay attention up in here. I want you to write down my phone number, 844-551-8255, and I want you to jot down the website, the kevinjacksonnetwork.com. Go visit it. Check around, look around, and see the things that we're doing. And by the way, those of you who are doing Backstage Club, as I mentioned, you send me a note. I know you donate. Have we talked? We probably have. We've communicated in some form or another, but you're about to get access to a lot of other stuff. It's opening up. Chris and the team are building it out. So do that. Those of you who want to become one of the 500 people that we're looking for to help support us, you're going to get preferential treatment. Simple as that. Not telling the other folks you ain't going to get the good stuff you get. You get the goods. Oh, yeah, you get it. But you can get more. And that's the only way we can do this, because until I'm not shadow banned, it's been very difficult to make a living at this and get my staff paid. And I'm not going to do it anymore. People work too hard. We do. And if we were delivering junk, I would say, you know what, it's a fun little thing we do here. But we deliver more than that. We're doing God's work. We're doing the conservatives' work. We're doing your work. Anyway, I want to go back to this. Despite all the protections that were availed to Hunter Biden, he's finally got to face the music. After thumbing his nose, then mooning the congressional Republicans, he's now begging for mercy. In 2022, former Trump advisor Steve Bannon was held in contempt of Congress. You guys may remember this. Bannon refused to testify before the kangaroo court known as the January 6th committee, a committee that was stocked with nothing but Trump haters, American haters, people who themselves should have been in prison for treason. Anyway, Bannon didn't go in front of him because he says, I'm not going to face you knuckleheads. Well, he got prosecuted, found guilty, sentenced to 4 months in prison. Now, Bannon's not a Biden. He's not technically high profile, but he was high profile enough to make the point that's now being made about Hunter Biden. See, the dual system of justice exists. So the question everybody's asking is, what is Joe Biden's system of injustice, his Department of Injustice, going to do? Now, given what happened to Bannon, the Biden Department of Injustice doesn't have much choice except to prosecute Hunter on contempt charges. So Hunter Biden would need to go serve some time in the hoosegow like Bannon did. So the question people want to know is A.G. Merrick going to do what's expected by leftists and refuse to enforce the law? Or is he going to go ahead and prosecute Hunter Biden, then pull a Ray Epps and give him a slap on the wrist with no jail time? See, he's got two ways to not punish Hunter. The third option, I don't think he's going to go for, which is throw the letter, throw the book at him. Hunter, if that little chump has to serve, that crackhead's got to serve 4 months in prison, he will crack like you wouldn't believe. So remember, Hunter went to Capitol Hill, held his little press conference where he played Tommy Tough Butt, and then he crashed the congressional hearing where they were voting on his contempt. You want to talk? That is some guts right there. He decided, you know what, they're going to have a hearing about me. I'll take my team in there. And he listened while the Democrats extolled the praises of Hunter Biden. Oh, Hunter, he's a stand-up guy. He's the best guy I know. He's the best guy I know. I sound like Trump. Joe Biden. Oh, Hunter, he's the best kid. He's a great kid. Hung out with Corn Pop when he was young. Anyway, they were extolling his virtues. This crackhead who messed around on his dead brother's widow, ended up, you know, sleeping with her, divorcing her because he was hanging out with a stripper who he had a baby out of wedlock with and didn't want to pay child support for. He's a stand-up guy, and the Democrats want to vouch for him. I still find that incredible. So what is Garland going to do? Refusing to prosecute Hunter for violating a congressional subpoena would buttress the Republicans' allegations, and my allegations, and probably yours, of a two-tier justice system that's connected with the Bidens. And there are no optics that can get Joe Biden out of this if they make that choice. But if Garland goes legit, prosecutes Hunter Biden, it will impact his father's campaign, even if only temporarily. But let me tell you what I want to see and what would have lasting impact. You ready? To see a Biden do a perp walk. So, the dust has settled. Hunter Biden has rethought all of this, you know, the press conference and then busting in on the House while they were trying to do their business. And now he's going, you know what, I don't think I did the best course of action. So in a letter to both the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees, Hunter Biden's attorney, Abby Lowell, declared that if a new subpoena is issued, Hunter will comply with it. Yeah, Kid Defiant got his wings clipped. Now, the question is, who did it? Because, see, Joe Biden supposedly wouldn't tell him, hey, you need to go get that right. Go get it right. I think the people that control Hunter's daddy said, hey, you're in trouble. You are getting us in deeper trouble. You're putting too much spotlight on the Cosa Nostra, you know, this thing of ours. And so you better go in and get it right. Because Comer essentially made Hunter his little, well, his girlfriend, let's put it that way. Anyway, what are the new terms that Biden's legal team are willing to abide by? Well, they informed the world originally that they were only going to testify in a public hearing. Do you remember this, the hoopla? Why does Hunter, the Republicans only want to do it behind the light of day? They don't want Hunter to see people to see Hunter do blah, blah, blah. And the idea was Hunter didn't want to testify behind closed doors because they would be able to ask him multiple questions and not have the interruptions of the Democrats. So Hunter wanted to do this one where they get 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. Remember what he did when Marjorie Taylor Greene just recently was going to question him when he barged in on their contempt hearings and he walked out like a coward? See, he wanted to be able to do that. So tried to play a little hardball, and the Republicans said, not going to happen. Well, this time, they're essentially, what I'm reading into this, and I, the experts will chime in on it as well, but what I'm reading is Hunter will accept whatever terms they give him. Now, they did, here's what they claim. They claimed, and let me tell you why they're doing this before we even start. They need cover. They need to be able to say, the reason why we didn't abide by the first subpoena, it's not because Hunter was playing Tommy Toughbutt. We had a legitimate reason. And their legitimate reason, they say, is, and I'm going to read this, rather than accepting Mr. Biden's offer to voluntarily sit for a public hearing, you are now seeking to have full House find him in contempt based on subpoenas for a deposition that you issued on November the 8th and the 9th of 2023. I write to make you aware, if you're not already, that your subpoenas were and are legally invalid and cannot form a legal basis to proceed with your misdirected and impermissible contempt resolution. And you too, of all people, should know this is the case. He wrote it specifically to two different people on these committees. As you recount in your contempt reports in 2019 when the Democrats held the majority, they similarly issued impeachment subpoenas before the impeachment inquiry of former Trump and was authorized by a full House vote. Basis at that time of then Speaker Pelosi. A statement was the House of Representatives is moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry into President Trump's conduct, and she was directing committees to proceed to obtain information for that purpose. You even cited Speaker Pelosi as precedent in your latest actions. This is why, and so what he's saying is, because of what Pelosi did, you can't do what you did. Well, the way she handled it, you got to handle it the same way. See, this is why you get high-priced lawyers. Because they look for any and every little thing. Hunter Biden, the House was legit in giving a subpoena to Hunter Biden. Very different than President Trump. In fact, President Trump never should have had an impeachment inquiry in the first place. And if that was another thing where they railroaded it through. And what came of it? Absolutely nothing. They empowered Trump. So I say to him, nice try for the crack boy. Hunter Biden has been told to straighten up and fly right. They need a reason to get him back in there, legitimately so, and that's why they're trying this. I'm honestly surprised that Biden didn't use the I'm a crackhead or plead affluenza or something like that to get out of this.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.